The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Evening. Welcome to the all-new radio series, Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, bringing hope and healing to the City of Angels. I'm Kitty Davis Walker, your host, along with co-host, Money Man, Frank Motek.
Well, thank you, Kitty. Amazing to be here with you and all of our amazing listeners for these amazing stories. And Union Rescue Mission, URM, begins with you, the listener, and we hope these amazing stories you're about to hear will bring to light how the Union Rescue Mission is doing amazing work to help thousands of men, women, children, families, and seniors.
Amen.
With the situation, with the homeless situation getting even worse out there as we speak.
It is. Bless your heart. And that brings to mind all of the programs and comprehensive services that we have on site at Union Rescue Mission in a sober living environment, a safe, sober living environment. And one of the programs we have is our Christian Life Discipleship Program. And our guest is Mauricio. Mauricio is one of Union Rescue Mission's Christian Life Discipleship graduates, and he's also an apprentice. Welcome to Amazing Stories from Skid Row, Mauricio. Did I say that right?
Right.
Bless your heart.
Wonderful to have you with us.
So let's go back to what brought you through the doors of Union Rescue Mission.
Well, I was homeless. My dad passed away about 2 years ago.
Sorry.
Thank you. My dad passed away 2 years ago, and I just have a history of schizophrenia. You know, I've been through a lot of things in my life. You know, stuff as a child and growing up, and you know, I didn't take it well when my father passed away, and I relapsed on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was using it kind of like a way to cope for me. You know,
mm-hmm.
it was my way of grieving. You know, I didn't have anyone to talk to or. I don't know if that's just not my character, you know. My family would try to tell me, hey, if you need a hug or stuff like that, but I just didn't. I don't know why I don't express myself that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned to drugs to deal with my pain, you know. Since I'm schizophrenic, I started hearing voices, you know. I'm not. It affects everybody different, but
yeah.
You know, I'm not supposed to be doing drugs because of my condition, and I almost lost my mind, you know.
Yeah.
I was walking around, not sleeping for days, hearing voices, talking to them and talking to myself and just imagining things, it was almost like being in a dream, you know, just imagining things that were not even real, you know.
Yeah.
But somehow you made it.
Yeah.
Made it into the Union Rescue Mission. How was it that you found a Union Rescue Mission? And tell us about your experience when you first came in.
I found the Union Rescue Mission because I met a man named Zachary Cahoon, and they do ministry with the Dream Center.
Okay.
So they come down to Skid Row. They pass out lunches, you know, and he's the one that gave me a paper, and he was like, you know what, go down there to the Union Rescue Mission.
Mm.
You know, there was a lot of programs on the paper, you know, like different shelters, different. I could have picked anyone, you know what I mean? I didn't know. He just gave me a paper of referrals.
Yeah.
And there was various shelters and various programs, but I don't know. You know, it's not a coincidence that I came here, you know.
Holy Ghost setup, I would call it.
Out of all the ones that were to offer to me, this is the one that I came to.
What was it like that first day coming through our doors? What was that like? Walk us through that process.
Well, the first day coming in, it was, they made me feel comfortable, you know. They made me feel welcome.
Mm.
And, you know, it just felt like a burden had been lifted off of me, you know.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be work, but, you know, when I came in, Mr. Brown.
Greg Brown. Father Brown.
Which he passed away. He's the one that opened the door. And, you know, he sat me down in his office, and there's always coffee in the office, you know. And, you know, I don't know. It just felt good to get off the street, and they're like, you know what? It's going to be work. It's going to be work. You're going to have to wake up. You're going to have to, you know, do your chores and attend your meetings and your prayer call. But, you know, it's for something better, you know. And they talked to me. They counseled me.
Mm.
They offered me a cup of coffee. You know, they're like, it's going to work here. You know, have a cup of coffee. And, you know, there's a bed and you have somewhere to rest now, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just... Man, it just felt good, you know. It felt like a burden just lifted off of me, you know. It felt like help. It felt like help. And,
like real help, right? Real caring.
Real help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real caring. And, you know, I didn't feel judged, you know. I didn't feel like, pressure, like. You know, it felt like a community, like almost like a family, you know, because they weren't thinking, hey, you know, they weren't judging me. Like,
no.
Say, hey, you're crazy or you're a drug addict. Mm. And if you don't do this, we're going to kick you. It was none of that. It was just they were like genuinely concerned, genuinely wanting me to do good, wanting to help.
Sounds like it. And one thing that was made clear at the beginning, no drugs or alcohol on the premises, right? How did you react to that?
It was good. That's a good thing. You know,
yeah.
I was happy, you know. It was not a problem for me. I didn't want to do that anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was tired. I wanted to change. I wanted help.
Yeah.
And they offered it to me.
Amen. So how did you get into the Christian Life Discipleship Program itself? Who offered that to you?
Mr. Zachary Cahoon from the Dream Center.
Right, but I'm saying when you came in and you sat with sat with Father Brown and had your cup of coffee.
Zach Cahoon referred me, and Gregory Brown, he's the one that did the orientation. He did he did the whole process, got me in, you know. And he's the one, he made it real clear when I came in. He was a kind person.
Yes. Mm.
He had a good heart.
Yeah, I miss him.
But also he was. You know, he was really like, I would say, like, he was serious about what he does. You know, he made it clear, you know, this is not a place for drugs. You know, this is not a place for, you know, if you want to, you know, some people just want to, like, hide out, you know.
Right.
And he goes, no, this is to change your life. You know, you're going to have to, he said, you're going to have to put in work. You're going to have to put in the effort, want to make a change, you know.
Yeah. And now it sounds like you're ready to, he's passed the torch to you now. You want to continue that work and help others, it sounds like.
Yeah, I do.
So did you know the Lord when you came in to Union Rescue Mission?
Yes.
Okay, you'd already received him as your Lord and Savior. So when you came in, it was just, you were getting the compassion of Christ, because that's where it rules and it reigns at Union Rescue Mission. We're going to go into a break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you, Mauricio, about some of the classes that you took during the Christian Life Discipleship Program before you graduated. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services, and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and X. You're listening to the all-new Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles, now the homeless capital of America. But the Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. Whatever the reason is, it really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love. We're carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA. Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row. All right, Mauricio, what were the classes like for you? I'm looking here and it said 300 plus hours of Bible and prayer classes. What was that like?
it really touched my heart, you know, because the way that people explain it, I mean, the chaplains here, mm-hmm. you know, everybody comes from various walks of life. You know, there's people, Chaplain Coward, Daniel Lavori,
yes.
Tyler Durham. Those are all the chaplains here, and they all have a... They all bring their own character. They all bring their own style, you know? But everything that they say is, like, it touches you, you know? It's something true. It's something that they're men of God, you know?
Amen.
They have faith, and they're not just, it's not just something that they preach. It's something that they believe in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the history there at Union Rescue Mission is just like what you said, and it's hard to believe Union Rescue Mission was founded 133 years ago, founded back in 1891, started as a gospel wagon in the streets of Los Angeles. That is an amazing story, of course, but certainly you learned all that history right and probably were inspired by that as well.
Yes, yes.
And then the recovery classes, because what were the recovery classes like for you?
The recovery classes were good. I learned a lot. They teach us about, you know, dealing with our emotions and stuff that I had trouble with before. You know, they just have us recognize the things that trigger us. And, you know, and they have us teach us different ways that we can deal with things instead of having to turn back to drugs and being in a loop. You know, you keep falling in that same cycle. They teach us how to break patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So we can make a better life for ourselves, you know?
Amen.
It was a lot. I learned a lot.
I love that. And physical fitness was also a part of that. I don't care if you're dragging one foot. Who was coaching you guys with the physical fitness?
Mr. Chaplain Rashid.
Uh-huh.
And he was actually in the Army, so, man, he's really a strong dude, you know? And, He worked this out. He's a good instructor. You know, I did a lot. Helped me get my energy back. You know.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Tell us about the program itself. So, how does your day start in this program?
The day starts with you know, wake up early, go to breakfast in the cafeteria. And after we eat breakfast, there's a morning devotion.
Yes.
Morning devotion is just before we begin our day, this just we take a little time to dedicate to God, you know. So we just starts off with a worship. So they play a song on the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like 5-10 minutes of gospel music, and then we study the Bible. So it's I think like two or three chapters from the Old Testament and two or three chapters from the New Testament. And after that, we have a small discussion of just what it means and, you know, what it means to us, you know, how, or, you know, just like that. And then after that...
So you discuss the scriptures and talk about what that means, how that touched your heart. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. God bless your heart, Mauricio. And is there any class that kind of really stuck out to you and gave you an aha moment where you was like, oh, okay, so that's why that happened, or something that just kind of woke you up and said, yeah, now I understand what's going on with me?
Yeah, there was a class, but I think what helped me a lot was Chaplain Eduardo. He I used to sit down and have conversations with him. He used to talk to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he would ask me a lot of questions. He would ask me questions that would make me question myself, you know.
Okay.
Like he would ask me why did you do drugs? Like think about it. Think about, like, he would like be truthful to yourself and say why.
Yeah.
Why? And I would, and the questions that he asked me made me question myself too and think, why did I do that? Why? And it makes me think, man, the truth is, you know, I was just hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so really, really, Chaplain Eduardo was the one that really kind of opened my eyes. He's the one that kind of made me wake up, you know. And the classes that he has is family time.
Mm-hmm.
In the family time class, which is they change subjects every day. You know, it could be one day it could be about addiction, one day it could be about personal relationships. One day it could be about boundaries, you know,
mm-hmm.
having, you know, yeah. having to
deal with all of that. Deal with life. Yes.
Deal with life. Yeah.
Yes. The issues of life. Mm-hmm.
It's a complicated world, and we're all trying to move through it. And it sounds like you're doing wonderful now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bless your heart. What about financial peace? And you've got about 30 seconds to explain. Did the financial peace class help you as well? Help you to manage your budget?
Yeah. They're teaching us about filing taxes and opening bank accounts and everything, you know?
Yeah.
But it kind of, you know, for someone like me that wasn't, you know, I wasn't really too responsible growing up, so this is kind of helping me. It helps me a lot, you know, to be able to stand on my own two feet.
Get your life together. There you go. And that's what we're there for, to make sure that you have all of the tools that you need to be as responsible and accountable, not only just for yourself, but for others and folks around you. We've got to go into a break. When we come back, we want to hear about what the future looks like for Mauricio. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. Hi, I'm Kitty Davis-Walker with Union Rescue Mission. Every day we rescue and see Jesus redeem people who have ended up here on the streets of forgotten dreams. Men, women, and children who had dreams just like you. Every life is precious to God. So will you join us this year as a supporter of Union Rescue Mission? A gift of any amount will touch many lives. Find out more by going to urm.org. That's urm.org.
Now, let's get back to more
Amazing Stories from Skid Row. All right, Mauricio, what does the future look like for you?
Future looks bright for me. You know, I feel equipped with, you know, this place raised my faith. You know, I feel, I just feel like I have more insight now, you know. Trusting in God, you know. I really just lean on God and keep trying to do the right thing, you know. I'm working out my relationships with my family, because I messed up a lot, but already, you know, things are going better with them, you know. And they're trusting me again, you know. And I see my mom, you know.
Aww. Yeah.
Better. Yeah, we go out to eat together, and yeah, you know,
it's looking good. Yeah, reconnecting with family is very, very important. Any college classes in the future?
I'm planning to go to LA Trade Tech, try to learn a trade, and since they have a computer lab, a library on the fourth floor here.
That would be the Dodgers, the Los Angeles Dodgers Learning Center at Union Rescue Mission. It's state of the art. It has all of the bells and whistles and all the things that you need to learn technology. So have you put together a nice resume?
Yeah, I'm actually working on a resume, but I think I'm going to go to school to try to learn a trade, you know.
Yes.
I'm working part-time in the warehouse.
Awesome.
You know, where the donations come in, so
yeah.
Sorting now and shipping everything, making sure everything gets to where it got to go. But maybe after I do that, if you know, with the time I have left, I can learn a trade, you know?
Yes, amen.
And you mentioned donations. Certainly the Union Rescue Mission is helping you and all the folks there, thanks to the generous support of donors. And Union Rescue Mission is doing all of its work without any government support for its operating expenses. Mm-hmm. So we rely on our generous listeners, our donors out there, our faithful listeners. And again, the amazing stories you hear on the air that you've just shared with us, Mauricio, are certainly a testament to the positive impact URM is having in this crisis out there. So what's your message? You sound like a person of tremendous gratitude. What is your message for the folks who support the Union Rescue Mission?
Yes. What would you tell our donors?
I just want to say that I'm so grateful and that, you know, you guys really make a difference. You know, you're helping people make a way, you know?
Yeah.
Helping change our lives and helping us do better. So I just want to say that I'm grateful and thank you and God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing your story, Mauricio. We appreciate you. You can go to urm.org to donate now and hear more stories like Mauricio's amazing story from Skid Row. Thank you, my dear.
All the best to you, Mauricio. Thank you very much for sharing your amazing story.
Thank you. God bless you.
On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter, and unbearably hot in the summer without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through them, lives are changed and hopes restored. That's why we're dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown Los Angeles. Almost every night, URM has more than 1,300 human beings under its roof. This includes more than 900 moms, dads, and kids, and nearly 200 seniors. We do all this challenging work with no government support to fund our operations. We invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $27 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.